The next LOS requires us to explain the specification of asset classes in relation to asset allocation. After having determined the investor objectives and constraints through the exercise of creating an IPS, a strategic asset allocation is developed which specifies the percentage allocations to the included asset classes. In choosing which asset classes to consider when developing the strategic asset allocation for the account, the correlations of returns within an asset class should be relatively high, indicating that the assets within the class are similar in their investment performance. On the other hand, it is low correlations of returns between asset classes that leads to risk reduction through portfolio diversification. Historically, only the broad categories of equities, bonds, cash, and real estate were considered. More recently, a group of several investable asset classes, referred to collectively as alternative investments, has gained more prominence. Alternative investment classes include hedge funds of various types, private equity funds, managed or passively constructed commodity funds, artwork, and intellectual property rights. We can further divide equities by whether the issuing companies are domestic or foreign, large or small, or whether they are traded in emerging or developed markets. An example of specifying asset classes is world equities. A U.S. investor may want to divide world equities into different regions. With bonds, we can divide the overall universe of bonds into asset classes based on maturities or on criteria such as whether they are foreign or domestic, government or corporate, investment grade or speculative. Overall, the asset classes considered should approximate the universe of permissible investments specified in the IPS. Once the universe of asset classes has been specified, the investment manager will collect data on the returns, standard deviation of returns, and correlations of returns with those of other asset classes for each asset class. Our last LOS for this topic is to describe the principles of portfolio construction and the role of asset allocation in relation to the IPS. Once the portfolio manager has identified the investable asset classes for the portfolio and the risk return and correlation characteristics of each asset class, an efficient frontier, analogous to one constructed from individual securities, can be constructed using a computer program. By combining the return and risk objectives from the IPS with the actual risk and return properties of the many portfolios along the efficient frontier, the manager can identify that portfolio which best meets the risk and return requirements of the investor. The asset allocation for the efficient portfolio selected is then the strategic asset allocation for the portfolio. So far, we have not concerned ourselves with deviations from strategic asset allocations or with selection of individual securities within individual asset classes. These activities are referred to as active portfolio management strategies. A manager who varies from strategic asset allocation weights in order to take advantage of perceived short-term opportunities is adding tactical asset allocation to the portfolio strategy. Security selection refers to deviations from index weights on individual securities within an asset class. For some asset classes, such as hedge funds, individual real estate properties and artwork, investable indexes are not available. For these asset classes, selection of individual assets is required by the nature of the asset class. While each of these active strategies may produce higher returns, they each also increase the risk of the portfolio compared to a passive portfolio of asset class indexes. A practice known as risk budgeting sets an overall risk limit for the portfolio and budgets or allocates a portion of the permitted risk to the systematic risk of the strategic asset allocation, the risk from tactical asset allocation, and the risk from security selection. Active portfolio management has two specific issues to consider. First, an investor may have multiple managers actively managing to the same benchmark for the same asset class, or may have significant benchmark overlap. In this case, one manager may overweight an index stock, while another may underweight the same stock. Taken together, there is no net active management risk, although each manager has reported active management risk. Overall, the risk budget is underutilized as there is less net active management than gross active management. Second, when all managers are actively managing portfolios relative to an index, trading may be excessive overall. This extra trading could have negative tax consequences, specifically potentially higher capital gains taxes compared to an overall efficient tax strategy. One way to address these issues is to use a core satellite approach. The core satellite approach invests the majority or core portion of the portfolio in passively managed indexes and invests a smaller or satellite portion in active strategies. This approach reduces the likelihood of excessive trading and offsetting active positions. Clearly, the success of security selection will depend on the manager's skill and the opportunities, mispricings or inefficiencies, within a particular asset class. Similarly, the success of tactical asset allocation will depend both on the existence of short-term opportunities in specific asset classes and on the manager's ability to identify them.